The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
But, you know, with all of the talk of the molestations, I felt like I had to say something.
All right, hold on, Bobby. Phil Hendry with Bobby Dooley. The Springtacular is on the schedule at Western States Homeowners Association, although you are sick. Is that right?
Yes. I have really just been sort of under the weather since this last...
Now, what happened? You guys were planning your Springtacular, and you say you've been emotionally molested, Bobby? Is that... Am I...
Well, I feel all of the talk over what's been going on with these priests, all of the talk over what's been going on in the Middle East, the suicide bombings, the molestations. I was sitting with very dear friends of mine, and we were talking about what kinds of cars we were going to get our sons once they turned 16. Now, we have five boys in our neighborhood who are all going to be turning 16 within about a month of each other.
All right.
And I mentioned that Steve and I...
Yukon.
We're looking at the Yukon Denali for Seth.
Wow, that's a nice car for a kid.
Well, Sally Caruso said she and Tom, and you know Sally, right?
I've met her, yeah.
They're looking at a Silverado for their son, and Gretchen was looking at the Thunderbirds. But Janice Greeley, and I've known Janice and Ray for about 5 years, and I know they've visited you at the station when I asked you, Phil, and you were very gracious.
Yeah, we had her, and I think I met their son, Kyle.
Right. They said, and I really...
Well, if you need a glass of water...
No, I'm just... They said they were going to get a used car. And...
For their son, Kyle.
For their son, Kyle. We were all talking about what kinds of cars we're going... Phil, you have to understand, we live in Western Estates. Our homes are worth around $1 million. We have 5,000 and 6,000 square foot homes. We're all very good friends. We're talking about the cars we're going to get our sons for their 16th birthday. And Janice says that she and Ray are going to get their son a used car. And I felt, as I'm feeling now, I felt nauseous. I felt embarrassed. I felt emotionally molested. I said to her, of all the things that...
Can I ask what's wrong? You live in an upscale neighborhood.
Yes, Phil, this is not like you or I don't know. I don't want to set myself apart. We don't do that where we live. Our boys, when they turn 16, I mean, I don't understand what the nature of your question would be.
I'm going to ask you. You're getting your kids brand new cars?
Yeah, they're turning 16.
No, I know they're turning 16, and I know that's the legal driving age in California and elsewhere. They're getting brand new cars.
Phil, I really...
Are you playing dumb?
Who's that?
That's my husband, Steve. Hold on.
Are you playing dumb? Or?
No, sir, I'm not playing dumb. I don't know what you mean. So this lady, in other words...
Janice and Ray said they're getting their son a used car. Now, we're all buying new cars. They said they were going to get him a used Buick. You look at what's going on in the Middle East with people being murdered, the priests molesting boys, and a very dear friend of mine who I've known for 5 years says, oh, we're going to get a used car for our son, when she knows we live in a community with 6,000 square foot homes. She knows we live in a community with 1 million.
So you not to interrupt.
But still, the home that we just had our home appraised, 1.1.
We just had appraised L.A. County.
All right. I mean, I guess I could say congratulations, but that means you're paying more in taxes. And so, therefore...
Well, therefore, Phil, they, you know...
Don't get a used... Kids turn 60.
I guess it doesn't...
Phil, we have an awful lot of people from Hollywood that are scouting locations in our neighborhood. Michael Lehman, the director, was here scouting a location last week. We have a lot of very high-level contacts. And when Janice said that she and Ray were getting their son a used car... I know how those women felt who'd been molested by priests or the people in the Middle East who have been blowed up by every kind of suicide.
Hold on a minute. My wife's going sick.
Are you having health problems because of this?
Dennis Greeley may as well.
All right, look, I'm going to give our number up. 1-800-449-8686. Now, you're the president of a homeowners association. Does that give you the right to tell your sons what you told them?
We don't have to have garbage cans driving down our street. So.
But does that give your sons, does that give you the right to tell your sons what you told them?
Look, I know it's best for Janice. I'm a very good friend of hers. I told the boys to invite some of the kids from school, and for $1, you can take 3 swings at the kid's car with a sledgehammer. They're going to be out of town this weekend. And I know it's best for her.
These people are going out of town, and this boy bought this, they bought their son this car.
They bought their son a used car against my wishes. I told them not to. And
don't you think they have the right to do this?
No, not in our homeowners association, Phil. I am the president. And they bought the car. Now,
yeah, but you've got your boys inviting kids over from the high school, taking swings at it with sledgehammers.
That is correct. And I'm very conflicted about this.
Bobby, it's vandalism.
Phil, we have no choice. I thought about the whole vandalism thing, but then I realized we're a gated community. We have our own security, so they can help with that. But I think the integrity of our community is far more important than Janice and Ray and their kid being selfish, embarrassing us with their used Buick in front of their Bougainvillea phase home with its 4,000 square feet.
And how do you explain what happened to their son's car when they come back from their vacation? So these kids, and for $1, you giving the money to charity?
We are giving it. We're going to, Phil, I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. I can make a judgment call on what's best. And I know what's best for Janice. When I tell her this is best, she'll come around. All I have to do is bring up the last disagreement. She wanted to have a baby, Phil.
All right, I want to give our number out, okay?
But I want to get this started.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and your husband Steve is there?
Steve's here, yeah.
All right. You guys were talking about buying new cars for your sons on their 16th birthday, which is fine. But one of your friends is buying a used car, and now you're going to take a sledgehammer to it.
Because she is molesting the very place that we live in, and because of her friendship with me, she has molested me. And the suicide bombing...
Well, I don't know how you draw those two things together, but the point that I'm trying to make here is you've told your sons to take sledgehammers to this car.
Yes.
What are you going to say to your friend when she comes home from her vacation and sees this?
Phil, all I have to do...
What are you going to say to your friend when she comes home from her vacation and sees this?
All I have to do is a reminder of our last... She wanted to have the baby. I told her that an abortion was the best thing. Ray had lost his job. He didn't have the money. The abortion was tough, but she desperately wanted a girl. It was a girl, but that's all right. And
all right, so you talked her into having an abortion.
And it was for the best thing. They have Kyle. They have the boy. They're very proud of him. The thought of a used car in our community, who knows where the Buick has been? I don't understand.
What do you mean? I don't understand you.
Well, you're not like us, Mr. Henry.
I don't know. Are you our kind of people? We're buying our boys' cars for their 16th birthday. You know what that means, right?
Yes. 16 is the driving age in the state of California and across the country. Yes.
So we're buying our boys' cars.
What's wrong with a...
Phil, it's a used car. You don't know where it's been. You don't know who's been driving it. You don't know how you may be endangering the community, bringing that thing into our neighborhood. Now, they brought it in. They bought it against my wishes. I told her, I said, you remember the abortion. I was right then. I'm right now. I have been in a sick...
My wife's been very ill.
So I have been in a sick bed for 2 days. I have had heart palpitations. I can't breathe. Oh God.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I got to take a phone call. Steve, is she all right?
No, I am fine, but I think what you're doing is very unfair.
Hold on. Leslie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that someone...
Well, you understand. We have a homeowners association.
Let your wife talk, okay?
I'm right
Let me finish. I cannot believe what you're saying. You feel that molesting you, and that this is wrong.
I was emotionally molested by a very dear friend of mine.
Give me a break. This is the classical example of an elitist attitude that corrupts society.
Wait a minute. Leslie,
yes.
What do you mean? I want to ask Mr. Dooley, what do you mean the suicide bombing?
So our world is being rocked by every kind of molestation. Now, these Catholic priests are only the tip of the iceberg. I was fondled by a very dear friend of mine.
This has nothing to do with molestation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What you're saying
is
twisted. The fact that you compare molestation to owning a Buick, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You got a used car.
We are buying...
Oh, sorry, used car. I don't care if you live in a $1 million home. People have the right to own what kind of vehicle they want.
You know, may I bring up... Pardon me, Leslie. When I was 16, my first set of wheels was a Honda 50.
Phil, please. You know,
don't give me that working class hero bullcrap.
Please, Phil.
No.
We are talking about...
Oh, I see. So it's working class hero bullcrap, huh?
We are talking about... Leslie, where do you live?
Actually, you know what? I live in a very elite neighborhood in Coral Springs, Florida, where the average price house was $700,000.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that half the kids were on drugs there and people were committing suicide left and right was because parents like you spoiled the children and gave them a wax sense of what is real and what is right in the world.
How dare you? I love
Please.
My son, Seth.
Uh-huh.
Is the captain of his soccer team.
That's great.
I have been fondled by a very dear friend.
What are you going with this, I've been fondled?
This is nothing to do with the Buick.
No. When we got together planning our Springtacular, I said I'm buying my boy a Yukon Denali. Gretchen said they are weighing the Thunderbird. And Jenna says we're going to get him a used car. There's a Buick at Ray's work. Oh, my God.
You know,
you're
absolute insanity that we have reached a point in our society where kids are turning 16 and getting new cars.
How dare you?
How dare you, ma'am? How dare you?
Do you have a son?
What does your kid have to look forward to now that he's got everything now and he's 17? What is he going to look for in his life that his mom and dad handed to him? You know, what am I going to do now?
You know something? I don't really mean any offense, but have you ever driven anything that hasn't had a bench seat?
Excuse me?
I've driven a Denali.
That is the stupidest thing. My friends have Denalis. My friends have Lexuses. Do I care? No.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I think you don't think that 16-year-old boys who have to impress... There's an awful lot of young ladies out there, and now's the time.
All you're doing is perpetuating the fact that we're all shallow and we have nothing deeper to offer than the vehicle we drive. Oh, that's great. I'm glad that you're teaching your kids to put how they feel about themselves on exterior objects. If that really matters, but not what's inside.
My best friend, at a meeting of our Springtacular, might as well have shoved her hand down my pantyhose.
What does that have to do with driving a used car?
Because we said, in our neighborhood, new cars. I have contacts in Hollywood. Michael Lehman, the director, was here.
Okay.
You get it? No, I guess you don't. Because in your neighborhood, they don't have movie production.
I have best friends that are movie stars. And I'm not going to throw around names like you do because that just shows how low class you are.
Richard Appel.
Lots of money doesn't mean
Richard
lots of class.
Richard Appel, the very big producer.
Wait a minute. All of the producers in the world and all of the movie directors in the world still don't explain how you feel like it was a suicide bombing for your friend to buy a Buick.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Oh, you know something, Leslie? God bless you. I'm a Christian. And I really wish the very best for you. But I really think that you should keep your nose out of our business.
So why are you on the radio?
No, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I got you on the air.
If you didn't want anyone in your business, you shouldn't have called.
I didn't call. I was invited on as a guest.
No, I thought you were going to talk about your fashion show. I didn't know we were going to get this. All right, Leslie, I got to take a break. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Her husband, Steve Dooley, they took sledgehammers to the used car of a best friend's son because they don't like used cars in their neighborhood. They feel it devalues the property, jeopardizes their contacts with Hollywood, who may want to do film production in their neighborhood, and overall breaks the CCNRs of their homeowners association. She compares having that used car in her neighborhood to having been fondled by her best friend, and her husband compares it to the suicide bombings in the Middle East. Now, I've been doing a lot of radio shows for a lot of years. I've never heard any such thing. And let me just say, and I'll run the risk, yes, of sounding like the working class hero. My first car was a hand-me-down from my sister. It was her Volkswagen.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I beg your pardon?
Boo-hoo. Cry me a river.
Cry me a river, Phil. Cry me a river.
My first car...
Cry me a river. This is the new... Hello, this is 2001, not 1960, whatever. I'd rather have an abortion through my nostril than have a used car jeopardize every high-level contact.
I agree, Bill.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'd rather have an abortion through my nostril. This is the Phil Henry Show. On the line with me, Bobby and Steve Dooley. And I didn't know, Bobby, that you're in the hospital, so forgive me, okay? Steve told me that you had taken ill. I didn't know that you took ill as a result of this conversation you had with Janice Greeley.
So you can understand that I had a reaction to this betrayal when we're all buying our son's new cars for the 16th. This is something that we do. Okay.
No, if you want to buy your son a car for his 16th birthday.
Oh, you know something? Hold on for a minute. Steve, I know what's going on. No, I know what's going on. There is jealousy as the result of...
No, wait a minute, Bobby.
No, Phil, there is jealousy because my husband has a wildly successful landscaping business and is able to purchase us.
Everybody's jealous because I can buy my son a car.
Everybody's jealous? I don't know that everybody's jealous, okay?
In fact, my wife got molested.
Everybody in the news everywhere, Phil, people are molested everywhere. Why can't I be? See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Lenny, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering...
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering how you can feel jealousy with people that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you feel jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 27-year-old guy, and
I work of me, Lenny. You're jealous of the fact that I can buy my son a new Yukon Denali.
I'm not jealous. And I could care less
if
you could buy your
right.
son a brand new 2001.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
are you kidding me?
I mean, I go to Oregon State. I go to Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
So what? What? Mm-hmm. When I get out of college, I'm going to be able to buy a brand new car? Wow.
Oh,
well,
I don't
What's
know.
What's the cool thing about
the fact,
that?
What's cool about buying a brand new car?
You like to get laid?
All right.
Whatever.
I don't need to be hearing that, okay?
Well, I mean, the guy doesn't know what's cool about a new car.
We're buying our son's brand new cars, Lenny. And Janice Greeley bought her son a used car, and we destroyed it with a sledgehammer, which is our right under our homeowners association rules. Now, when you buy a home, Lenny, you'll know about these things. But right now, as you're a renter, it's confusing for you, isn't it?
It's not confusing to me.
All right. Okay, Lenny. Are you living in your car now, or...?
No, I'm living in a two-bedroom house.
You live in your car?
No, I'm living in a two-bedroom house with my girlfriend,
that's
all right?
That's a joke. Are you living in your car?
Yeah, that's funny, man. That's real funny.
All right,
funny.
Whatever. I'm off this. This is stupid, and it should be squashed,
Lenny, the closest,
and you, it's just
you'll
stupid.
Ever, the closest you'll ever get to a Denali is giving it a scrub at the car wash.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, great.
All right, whatever.
1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We're back. Is there a problem, Steve?
I don't know. I feel my wife's had some problems breathing.
This all started because your wife and...
This all started because my wife and former very dear friends were talking about getting cars for their sons for the 16th birthday. And my wife, they're getting brand new cars. And then all of a sudden, one of them said they're going to get a used car.
And your wife had emotional or...
My wife had heart palpitations. That set it off. And all I'm saying is, how come all these kids who were molested by priests get to say something, but my wife's taking abuse?
Because you're tying this woman buying a used car for her son into your wife being molested by her best friend.
Give me the phone, Steve.
Honey.
Give me the phone. I heard that, Phil, and I'm going to tell you something. I have known Janice Gurley for many years, and we've been very dear friends. Now, all of a sudden, during the planning of our Springtacular, when we're talking about what cars we're getting our sons for their 16th birthdays, she says, oh, we're going to bring a used Buick into Western Estates. We just thought we'd roll a garbage can through the front gates and let it sit and stink in front of our house. Now, I am having a recommendation that the children on the street get AIDS tested. Because it...
Wait a second. AIDS testing?
Right, well, just use Buick.
Why do you suppose...
Now you got to get AIDS testing because they bought a used Buick?
I'll tell you right now, the best thing we could have done is to have the boys take the sledgehammer to it, but I'm afraid that we've exposed them to AIDS, or I don't know. They went for a ride in Kyle Greeley's used car. God knows what fluids were on the back seat.
Like a whoremobile. And that's all it's saying.
I think that it's really extreme. I think you guys are really kind of goofy, okay? Here is Jenna on the Phil Hendry Show. That's very extreme.
I'm in a hospital bed, Phil.
Jenna, go ahead.
Mrs. Dooley or Dooley, however you say your name.
My name is Dooley, thank you very
Dooley?
Much.
Dooley?
Yes.
I am sorry to tell you, but you cannot get AIDS from a used vehicle.
That
has to be transfused through blood.
And I
want to know why you
think... I don't
know
whether you know what you're talking about or not.
Actually, I do.
But my son...
I have gone through... You know, you don't know what I've been through. I have had so many blood transfusions in my life. I know how you can get AIDS.
Oh, my God. You have AIDS?
No, I don't have AIDS.
Well, then
but I know
understand.
How you can get AIDS.
Jenna, is your name Jenna?
Yes, my name is Jenna.
We live in a very upmarket neighborhood. The
so do I.
$1 million minimum.
You know, your money does not matter to me.
And
I have more money than you could ever dream of, woman.
How dare they bring... Well, I doubt that. My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business.
My husband is
only
a doctor,
hookers,
and I'm a lawyer,
get,
so...
Only
I have millions.
Only hookers get blood transfusion, Jenna.
No, I was
right.
I was in a bad
that,
accident.
That
I
is,
was dead.
Yes, that was... That's not... I apologize, Jenna.
Well, I don't understand about her blood transfusions. Do you have AIDS or don't you?
No, I do not have AIDS.
All right. The way you get AIDS is if they leave semen on the back seat after having sex with a prostitute.
No.
And then my son lays in it.
No, that is not. You have to have an open wound to have AIDS injected into your body.
I don't understand.
Okay, and I want to know...
Look, if I could just jump in, we're not talking about AIDS, all right?
No.
We're talking about a used car.
And I want to know why she thinks... That
you have transfusions, right?
A used car
and they use needles,
is
right?
Such a
then
bad
you have
thing.
AIDS.
Needles cause AIDS.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so no. Answer me this.
What?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my mother a car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I got it. So that's a used car. So I have AIDS from it now.
I would get AIDS tested.
You know, I have to get tested every year because of my blood transfusions.
Do you understand, Jenna? I am the mother of three boys that I love dearly, and
you know,
she might have killed my boys. With that garbage can car that sits and stinks, we took a sledgehammer to it.
You need to go to jail for it.
Jail? Oh, my
you
God.
You are abusing somebody's neighbor, somebody's, you're trespassing on their property.
That's just an AIDS mobile, and we have a right.
All right, if
so
you
you're
thought
saying
the...
that because I bought a car for my mother, and then I got it after, which I now own a brand new vehicle myself, that I have AIDS because I bought the car for my mom, and then I got it, so it was you.
Have you ever had sex with a Puerto Rican?
No.
Because you can get it that way, too.
No,
all right.
I don't date Puerto Ricans. I only have my husband.
Well, you're the one who should go to jail. If you have a gun, if you have gonorrhea or anything...
I don't have anything, that's not what this is about.
Well, you said that you were giving gonorrhea. I don't understand.
No,
didn't
she didn't.
I was giving gonorrhea.
The woman said she had a car that was used that she bought that you bought from your mother. Is that it, Jenna?
No, I bought my car for my mother, and then I took over it. So that's
God.
A used car, so I have AIDS?
Did you buy a used car for your mother?
No, it was brand spanking new, and now I have a brand new car for myself.
I don't understand. If you have AIDS...
I don't
have
AIDS.
She never said she had AIDS.
Yeah.
She said she bought a used car. You guys brought the AIDS discussion in.
No, I said I bought a brand new car, but yeah.
Oh, you bought a brand new car.
And then I got it from my mom.
Then you gave AIDS to your mother.
She didn't give AIDS to her mother.
You are totally off the line.
Are you out of your mind? She said she... And what is this thing you talk Janice out of having a baby?
I know what's best for my friend.
Okay, well, you need to know what's best for yourself. If your friend wanted to have a baby, she should have been able to have a baby.
If your mother's a whore, sell the car back to her for drug money.
You
what?
Know, abortion is against... You go to hell for having an abortion.
Excuse me, Jenna, but this woman was about to have a baby. Her husband was out of work. Oh, my God.
So?
How are they going to afford the child?
You know what? I have a
the
sister that has
thing
six
that
kids
ever
and she does not have
her
a job. I know how it
the
is.
The sound of that Hoover vacuum cleaner.
And I know how it is. My sister does not work and she has six kids. I know how it is.
I knew there was something about the way you spoke to me that...
And I have to help her out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that this
And actually,
automobile...
she bought my car that I bought my mother, so now she has a used vehicle, too, and she has AIDS. But I bought it in the beginning, so it was
all
my family's car anyway.
All you have done is come on this program and call your mother and your sister a whore.
No, I haven't.
No, she hasn't.
I have not said that.
How much for your sister?
Boy, you're a real riot there, Mr. Dooley. Jenna,
they
thank
both
you for your
need
call.
Some psychiatric help.
I am in the hospital right now because I was emotionally fondled by my best friend. And
emotionally
the suicide...
fondled?
Yes, I was.
Well, maybe she's in love with you. Go sleep with her.
Well, you're the one who's passing AIDS off to your own mother.
I don't have AIDS.
All right, okay.
So
thank you very much for your call. There's no AIDS here. Do you understand?
I understand, but she's not being clear.
She wasn't making it clear.
There's no AIDS. There's no none of that. These are used cars we're talking about. What if there's semen in the back seat? Here is Ann on the Phil Hendry Show. Ann, go ahead.
Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby?
Yes, Bobby Dooley, hi.
I just can't understand, Bobby, why you'd want to lose your neighbor's friendship.
I love her so much.
That car. Doesn't
why
that
did she
mean anything to you?
Why did she molest me?
She didn't, Bobby. She really and truly didn't. She just bought a car.
Mm-hmm.
And don't bring your sons into it. They're probably nice kids. In the sense of the thing.
My sons are all right.
But that's, well, I'm
my eldest
that,
was arrested
you know,
on a rape charge, but
yeah, but Bobby,
most
you're
of
bringing
the kids...
them into this. You're the one that's doing this,
well,
Bobby.
Well, I don't like the idea of this car sitting there.
Yeah, but Bobby,
we could
I
raise
mean,
money
that,
for charity.
Doesn't that
have you been hospitalized? Yeah. And you know what I mean. Have you ever been? Have you ever been hospitalized?
Yeah, but Bobby,
I'm
you
in
know,
a hospital
friendship,
right now.
The friendship with that neighbor of yours should mean so much. Some friendships isn't something you can throw away
well,
by...
Well, Janice drove the AIDS car and fondled my wife so she could have AIDS.
Who? Who's this?
My wife. I'm Steve Dooley.
That's
Did
my
you
husband,
fondle
Steve.
Your wife? Who fondled your wife?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know who fondled you?
My best friend.
Your best friend fondled her? The one that with the used car?
Yes.
Well,
again, don't lay your Oprah heal yourself crap on me.
Who?
Oprah's going off the air.
Well, listen, you know, honey, I think you're in a hospital, but I hope to God there's bars on the window. And I hope your husband's scratching himself in a cage somewhere. Because you were two sad people.
You
and
know,
I feel bad for your children.
Oh, and so in other words, we're supposed to allow a used car in here when we're getting all of our sons new
well,
cars.
You know, that other girl before me, you should be in jail. The police should have been called in there for what you did to that girl's car.
What did I do to her car? It wasn't a girl. It was a boy.
Yeah, you scared, well, you were the one, the leadership.
Are you jealous because you've never been molested?
Listen, don't
is,
go on molesting.
It?
It's about a used car, honey. You're going off to the thing of it.
Every
and I said, really,
in Israel,
I just feel sorry
people
for you.
Are
and
being
your husband,
killed by suicide bombers.
Yeah. Your husband's
and
such a good gardener. Your husband's such a good landscaper or something.
He's
God, he knows what he's landscaping behind your back, honey. He accused that other girl of laying somebody. I can imagine what he's laying in the backseat of cars.
Well,
so as they say, you just want him a call. You know, I started this conversation with you as a human being.
Can you say where's the beef from?
You're not a human being.
Just
I started this
all right,
because
look at,
I felt sorry for your son.
Absolutely. But now what we're talking... What do you mean there's one piece of sod you're not going to lay and it ain't Ann?
That's what I said.
Who?
All right. Look at Ann. Thanks for your call.
Yeah,
it's Phil Hendry's show here. And you guys, where were you right now in the hospital?
Phil, we've got the doctor coming over stat because there has been breathing problems ever since Janice found out about a used car.
All right. Now, Bobby, are you all right?
Phil, I'm all right. I'm just... It's just...
Breathe, honey.
I'm trying.
Janice bought herself a new car.
Okay, I think I'm...
Yeah, great. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
The voice of Bobby Dooley in the preceding bit and Steve Dooley were performed by me. And, of course, I played the part of myself as well. And the people that called in, they thought they were real people. And I was explaining the show today on the taping of a television show that I'm going to be on in June. I think it's good to do these TV shows because the people the people have enjoyed our show over the years. And people who kind of like the show, I mean, they can see a little bit of me. So you see what I look like and how I put it all together. Anyway, the show is called Dinner in a Movie. Anybody seen this? It's on TBS. Very nice people over there. Lisa and Paul and a crew of people who love our show, and they invited us to be on. And what you do is they show a movie, and then they're making dinner in the middle of this movie. So they go to a break, and they're making different stuff. It's kind of cool. And they asked us about the show. And I went into some detail on how our radio show works. So that's going to be on, I think, June 17th on TBS, Dinner and a Movie, and I'll be a guest. And then I was looking here in the news about television, because now all of a sudden, as you know, I have a deal to write a TV pilot. And so I get up in the morning now and in a very impatient way go, where's Daily Variety? I mean, what, you know, and I'm, you know, now I'm going through Hollywood Reporter. And I'm on the phone saying things with, I don't audition, okay? We want the 22 weeks or nothing. And gradually, I'm metamorphosizing into a complete and utter butthole. And it's going to be something that will change my personality, make my friends fall away. I'll develop a drug addiction, be dead at 53, and probably have a compacted colon when they do the autopsy. So it's going to be really great. Here it is. Done in by viewer indifference last week, Sally Field's ABC Supreme Court drama and CBS's reality series about fighter pilots were two of the latest mid-season shows to be yanked from the air. Television's second season has produced no breakout hits and several high-profile failures. But next year, when the Phil Hendry pilot becomes a series, when they order, because that's TV talk, see, you do the pilot, then they order up like six or seven shows. We'll do our pilot. They'll order six or seven shows, and we'll be the breakout hit next year. What do you think, huh? Right. Television's second season has produced no breakout hits and several high-profile failures. Field's The Court, set on hiatus after three airings, was troubled from the start. It was sent back for rewriting, never a good sign. It didn't make it on the air until after CBS's Supreme Court drama First Monday. And did you know what it was about? I thought Sally Fields left television far behind after she got done with that flying nun thing. She was never going to do another TV show again. She could be the flying Supreme Court justice because she's in the gowns. What is it with her and TV? She's always in a robe, a gown, a nun's habit. She's got to look ephemeral, ethereal. She did do some guest shots on ER, but she's wearing a hospital gown and that, too. All right. Ironically, The Court, with 7.9 million viewers, drew more than First Monday last week, but CBS blah, blah, blah. Okay. Then on ABC's Wednesday, 9:30, 8:30 Central, was shelved after its second airing last week, and Fox's American Embassy, another show that suffered through a fruitless reworking, also got the hook. Now, I heard that that Wednesday 9:30, 8:30 Central was actually interesting. No? My wife is sitting here, and you told me that, honey, and now you're backpedaling. Now, as I sit here dangling from one thumb, you go, I don't know anything about it. I thought it blew. It's a show about television. See, we have lives. We have lives far beyond the world of TV and radio. Why don't we write a TV show about real people? Stuff that real people do. I don't know what that is. I don't know what real people do, but I'm going to find out between now and next year. No, but the fact of the matter is that this is a show about making a TV show. Oh, whatever. They joined the graveyard of failed mid-season shows, which also includes ABC's The Chair and Fox's similar The Chamber. Wasn't The Chamber kind of like Fear Factor, where you sat strapped to a chair and you had, you know, your fears were tested? Someone strapped wires to a car battery and then attached it to your testicles and then, see, are you afraid of this? Yeah, I am. Well, what's wrong? I don't like it. Let's see how long this guy can take having wires from a car battery attached to his testicles. And then we hand crank the phone. Here we go. What are you, nuts? What do you mean, am I nuts? Are you afraid of that? No, I'm not afraid of it. No, it's fine. It's okay. You have an unnatural fear against sodomy, don't you? Tonight, on The Chamber, a man will be bent over a coffee table, liberal amounts of Crisco applied, and then seven guys from the Aryan Brotherhood. Let's see if you can conquer your fear. Oh, okay, thank you, yeah. Yeah, I think I will. I'll conquer my fear. One mid-season show that has done unexpectedly well is CBS's Baby Bob. We say unexpectedly well because we at AP never thought it would do well, although everybody else did. Like NBC's Leap of Faith, it is helped by its placement on the network's schedule. NBC's Leap of Faith, it is by NBC, it's been blah, 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 blah. CBS and NBC fought to a virtual dead heat in the primetime Nielsen Media Research. Okay, this is a bunch of ratings crap. Well, anyway, I saw this, and it gives me hope that with all of these shows stiffing, maybe we'll come up with the big one. When we write our show and we finally deliver it to the suits over there, and by the way, that is such a misnomer. They don't wear suits. They wear shirts. They don't wear suits. But maybe, just maybe, I can hit a home run. I don't know. For me, it's just a fun exercise in trying to do something else, trying to find another way to keep my family from starving, trying to keep my family's future solvent, trying to keep ourselves traveling forward, not backward. I'll write a TV show. I will put on a clown suit. I'll sell drugs. I'll sell blood. I'll sell children. Anything for my kids, huh? Okay. 1-800-449. After all, when it's for your kids, huh? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.